Welcome to the Time on Trade.
On a day where Jesse Hogan is up for grabs and on the cheap as well, with both the Giants and the Swans interested in his services. Good evening and welcome to Time on Trade, both on Trade Radio and on the SEN Network. Jack Heverin with you, 1300 736 736 to join me on the phone, 0433 98 11 16 to join me on the text across the hour. I'll catch you up with all the stuff that you need to know from across the day. There's some headline names in amongst it as well, and our hot topic tonight will be around Adam Treloar. We'll get to our hot topic in the next couple of minutes. Some names, though, from across the day that you need to know as we start to... I'm hardly going to say get closer to things getting busy, but we are one day closer, and we are one day closer to having some sort of idea about the decisions that some are going to make or are likely to make. Isaac Smith is one example. Today, Sam Edmund reporting that there are three clubs for Isaac Smith to choose from: Hawthorn, Melbourne and Geelong. They're all reports centre around a three-year deal that's on offer to Isaac Smith from a Melbourne point of view, but Geelong very much in the mix. David Noble, I thought, was one of the great chats today on Trade Radio. The general manager of football of the Brisbane Lions. He spoke about a number of different things. One thing that I wanted to share with you off the top tonight was what he had to say about Alex Witherden. And it's very common during this time of year that we look at players who aren't getting opportunities at clubs and automatically think, okay, well, if that player's not getting opportunities, he'll go elsewhere. I thought this was fascinating.
Yeah, no, he loves it up here. He understands where that sits. So, we've only just had our exit meetings, last week. So they're pretty quick, Julian. They're sort of 10 or 15 minutes. So you don't get a chance to go into a lot of detail. But, at this stage, we would expect him to be here.
So he went on to say after that they're happy to have competition. They're happy to have healthy competition for spots. They're happy for teams for players within the group to be competitive and to be filthy when they're not getting a game. So Alex Witherden expected to be at Brisbane next year. Sam Edmund also reporting that Mason Cox is a no to the Western Bulldogs. That was one that was doing the rounds a little bit yesterday and was starting to gain a little bit of momentum. It looks as though the Dogs have ruled that one out. It looks as though Mason Cox's management have also said that that's not on the cards. Jack Higgins to Carlton is starting to gain some momentum as well. And this is what happens in the very early stages of the trade period. We follow stories and we follow stories that are starting to get momentum. Jack Higgins to the Blues is now a chance, according to Sam Edmund this afternoon, SEN's chief sports reporter and part of the Trade Radio team. In Adelaide, just a bit of a watch this space. They're going to focus pretty heavily on the draft, the Crows, and you'd imagine that any decisions that they make will revolve around wanting to get more picks in the draft. I, with the exception of probably Jackson Hatley, I can't see them being in the hunt for too many more established players. They had an interest in Orazio Fantasia, but looks like Port Adelaide have stumped them there. Adam Kelly, their general manager of footy, spoke today on SENSA and went on to talk about David McKay, Miles Boholke, Ben Crocker and Jordan Gallucci, who are all in limbo, partly because of we still are no closer to knowing what it all looks like with the size of lists next year and caps and all sorts of stuff, which when you think about it, that's very, very surprising to think that we're here at this stage and we're still no closer to knowing what it all looks like. You would hope that there's some conversations that have been going on behind the scenes, but we're still no closer, and that was part of what Adam Kelly was talking about. So some players potentially available or out of contract or out of a position at their club at the end of the year. And the same might happen to Stephen Martin. I spoke about David Noble earlier, the general manager of footy. We'll keep playing a few more of his grabs across the hour because I thought he was one of the picks of the day on Trade Radio. And for those who haven't heard, he speaks eloquently, he speaks well, he's open, doesn't hold much back. He just basically tells it as it is and does it in the right way. Stephen Martin could be a victim of this. Stephen Martin could be a victim of a squeeze based on the fact that there's still no knowledge about what 2021 looks like.
Yeah, well, I think like all of us, Julian, we're in a real flux, mate, with the TPP and the list numbers. And Steph fits into that one, unfortunately. He's been here, he's helped us through some really tough periods, and we would like to have more clarity both for ourselves, but not only that, but for Steph to be able to give him a better indication. So We certainly see he's, you know, he's a player for us that we've got some interest in, but we just don't know what it looks like with the list number. So, unfortunately, it's not a great spot to be in from a club, you know, with a person, you know, that we value like Steph, but it's pretty much tied up with where the damn list numbers are and the TPP.
It's hard, isn't it? We're going to hear more of that, I think, over the next few days as clubs start to make themselves available for interviews and we ask questions about players on their list. We're going to have more of these situations, more Stephen Martins, more Jordan Gallucci's and more Miles Pahulkis, where because clubs have got uncertainty and they don't know what they've got to play with regard to numbers and with regard to salary caps, list numbers and salary caps, we're going to have more of these scenarios. What does that look like at the back end? Well, it can potentially create opportunity. There'll be some clubs who would have heard that today. I think of the Western Bulldogs being one who would have heard that and thought, gee, okay, if Steph Martin's getting possibly squeezed out of Brisbane, is that something we would do for the next year or two? Is that Tim English we think is our ruckman for the future, but do we look at someone like a Stephen Martin for the here and now? There might be someone listening to Adelaide talking and thinking that they might like the look of Miles Pahulki or Jordan Gallucci at a bargain price or as a rookie spot or as a second chance or something. So, yeah, I think that's a story of the day that I was following along with interest because it's now a common theme amongst clubs is that they would love to give certainty and they would love to give some of their players good indications of what it all looks like, but they can't do it as yet because they don't know what they're working with. So what's this space? Because the longer it goes, I think the more questions that clubs will ask of opposition players. They'll do their homework and they'll have all of their whiteboards up and they'll know players that aren't getting opportunities or players that potentially will still want a certain amount of money that won't be available. And they won't be the top end guys, but they'll be a guy like a Stephen Martin, an important role player within a team. They might be someone like a couple of the Crows players that I mentioned who you could get for cheap. This is where the next few days, it'll start to really shake out a little bit and it'll start to potentially open up even more avenues for player movement because once the clubs find out, which hopefully they will by the end of the week, once the clubs find out, then it starts to get very, very interesting. So as I mentioned, watch this space. It'll gain a little bit of steam later in the week. Let's get to our hot topic here on Time on Trade. 1300 736 736 to join me on the phone. 0433 98 11 16 to join me on the text. The hot topic of the day has been Adam Treloar. So let's go there. I want your read on it. This has really divided everyone. There are many in the camp who think that Adam Treloar has been very hardly done by, in fact, unfairly treated. And I'll share a couple of those thoughts with you in just a moment. There are others who think, well, it's a business and the club have got the right to do whatever they want. There are others who think that the club are helping Adam Treloar in making a decision that he doesn't want to make by having him and his partner, Kim Revellian, and their family kept together in Queensland next year. 1300 736 736 on the phone, 0433 98 11 16 on the text. How are you reading the Adam Treloar situation? What do you think of it so far? And how do you think it all plays out from here? Let's start with Matt Rendell, who knows the Collingwood list back to front, has been involved at the club for a long time, and he's been a brilliant recruit for us here on Trade Radio. He spoke about why Collingwood will want Adam Treloar out, which might help make sense of this whole thing.
There's a few reasons there. Maybe they're chasing someone else. The talk is Merritt to replace. So maybe they're thinking they can get Merritt on, you know, 500, 600 and still play Treloar's and fit him in, and they reckon that's a better fit for them, unless they're chasing someone else. But they're clearly trying to get money out of their cap. But, geez, it's a long term and a lot of money to pay over 5 years for Treloar. He's a ripping kid. He's loved by his teammates. He doesn't want to leave Melbourne, I believe. And he thinks he can make it work in Melbourne with the commit. It'd be sad if Kim had to quit the netball up there and come back. And if she did, be interesting what the take would be from Collingwood on that. If they're worried about him, you know, her being up there and him being here. If that actually happened, then it backs Collingwood back into a corner again, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So that's been Matt Rendell speaking this afternoon on Trade Radio with Damien Barrett and Stephen Silvani. Let's try and flesh together what we know. So what we know is that Adam Treloar, and again, following on different reports, but following Tom Morris's reports from Fox Sports and Fox Footy late last night, Adam Treloar's been told by the club that they they don't want him, that they need to make a move for various reasons, some of which he may have been told, others he may not be told. Probably don't need to be a rocket scientist to put them all together. At this stage, we haven't heard anything from Collingwood. There have been numerous outlets, us included, who have extended the invitation for Collingwood to talk. They've chosen to not take up that option at this stage, which is their right and their prerogative to do so. But it does make you wonder how much longer they're going to let this go before they talk in one way, shape or form. It's a five-year deal and he's 1 year into it, and the club are trying to trade him. Now, they took a good look around last year for Adam Treloar. For various reasons, they didn't get a deal done, whether that was the size of Adam Treloar's asking price or other factors involved. But they didn't get a deal done, and then they go and do the five-year deal. 12 months on, you'd have to think that a five-year contract looked like a really, really bad idea. If he was always going to be someone that they would consider again, you wonder why they did it. I guess he has some currency and at least he's theirs and that there has to be a deal, but at the reported salary that Adam Treloar's on this year, most clubs are going to balk at that and most clubs are going to stay away from it because it is a lot of money in a shrinking environment of shrinking list sizes and shrinking salary caps to take on a contract of someone. And look, I am an enormous Adam Treloar fan, by the way. I think he gets unfairly criticised at times and you can make your own mind up about that. But I think Adam Treloar's a fabulous player and would fit in at every club. But the money's big, and the money's big enough for clubs to balk at. It starts to become a bit more reasonable and a bit more workable if Collingwood are willing to take on some of that wage, which they're probably going to have to do. The other thing in amongst this, and Matthew Lloyd spoke about this morning on Trade Radio and said that any talk of Collingwood trying to help him out and keep he and Kim and their baby Georgie together is disingenuous. I agree, because they have spoken publicly, both Adam and Kim, and said that they were well aware that this was going to happen. Kim's a Queensland Firebirds player originally, came down to Collingwood in the last couple of years, and that's actually how they met. But they have both said individually and collectively that they were going to make it work. It's a 10-month contract. Kim's mum was moving from Sydney to Queensland to live with her to support and to help. Adam has spoken publicly and said that they were going to make it work with commuting and just they would just find a way. It's 10 months and that they would make it work. So I'm with Lloydie on this. Don't sell this out as doing Adam Treloar a favour. Don't sell this out as we're trying to help him out. The basic of it is that they're trying to offload him. And whether that, as Matt Rendell said, is to look at another player or whether this is to try and get some salary cap relief, to try and retain what they've already got, just be upfront with that. Be honest with that. And just say that we've had to squeeze someone out and it might be a bit of a cap dump and that unfortunately Adam Treloar's the man to do it. This has got all sorts of layers to it and it's got all sorts of emotions attached to it as well because Adam Treloar seems very, very content and very happy at Collingwood and seems almost heartbroken at the fact that the club don't want him back. 1-300-736-736 to join me on the phone. 0433-98-1116 to join me on the text. What's your read of the Adam Treloar situation so far? We haven't heard from him and we haven't heard from the club, so we're trying to piece it all together. What are you making of it? Brad's in Geelong. G'day, Brad.
How are you?
I'm good. What are you making of this Adam Treloar situation?
I think you might have hit the nail on the head. I think it is a salary cap dump. There's no way that Collingwood let an A-grade midfielder go when he loves the club. Now, I'm not a Collingwood supporter. I'm a Cats man. And I'd love Adam Treloar at Geelong.
He'd be good in your team.
But he's A-grade talent, bona fide A-grade. You don't let the guy walk out the door for nothing, even if it is a trade, because now there are 17 other clubs that will turn around to Collingwood and go, this is the best offer. You want to get rid of him. This is the best you're going to get. They're not going to get top trade value for it.
No, they're not. And this is, and Brad, you're spot on. This is part of Adam Treloar's salary and the deal that they did with him last year is that clubs will know that they can push it to a point. And Matt Rendell went on to talk about today that he thinks, he spoke on SEN Breakfast this morning, that he thinks that the position is untenable now for Adam. And I agree with that too. This is twice in 2 years. This is twice in 2 years that his club have investigated a trade. It seems to be more serious talk this year than last year. But twice in 2 years, they've made their intentions pretty clear. But in amongst that, there was the mixed messaging of a five-year deal. I don't know how you come back from this. I don't know how you can walk through the doors And I mean, Adam will conduct himself as a professional. I'm sure that the club, if he stays, will as well. But how do you make this work if they don't get a deal and Treloar remains a Collingwood player after the end of this trade period? I don't know how you do it. Bobby's in Caroline Springs. 1300 736 736 to join me here on Time on Trade. Hi, Bobby.
How are you, mate?
Good, mate. What's on your mind?
I think everyone's missing the point about this contract.
Go on.
If you commit to a contract, you've got to commit to it, true?
Yep.
You can't make a decision that you need to spend 2 days in Brisbane a week in a high end of the contract, true?
Who said he was doing that?
Well, it's big mail, mate. He's decided that he needs to spend time with his partner, his child, in Brisbane.
Yeah, I think there'll be, and as I said before, they've spoken about that they're going to need to find a way to make it work, but I haven't heard anything that said he wants to be there 2 days a week.
Well, it is. That's why Brisbane right. dropped off him. That's why the Gold Coast aren't real quick on him. And that's why he's trying to shop himself around in Victoria.
Now, he's not shopping himself around. His club's shopping him around.
Hey, listen, because it's not a problem. Like, Collingwood's not committed, but Collingwood just wants him committed to his contract.
Well, I'm not sure I agree with you, Bobby. I'm not sure Collingwood are committed to him at all. If they were committed to him, they wouldn't be. These conversations wouldn't be going on right now, and you and I wouldn't be talking about this. If they were committed to him being there, they wouldn't be even discussing the option of Adam Treloar. And he's spoken to them and said, "Do you want me?" And they've said no. That's as point blank as you can get. That the club don't want him. 1300 736 736 to join me on the phone. 0433 98 11 16 to join me on the text. Stay there, Damien, Matt, Stephen, Zeki. More of your calls coming up. More of your texts as well. We'll talk Adam Treloar in detail here. It's our hot topic of the night. Plus, I'll catch you up with some of the other stuff from across the day as well. You're with Time on Trade.
Listening to the Time on Trade. You're listening to the Time on Trade.
I've never considered going anywhere, and I never would. I'm a contracted player at the Collingwood Football Club, and there's a reason why I moved to Victoria to play for Collingwood. Kimmy, you made a huge sacrifice for us as a family to start our family. In the middle of her prime career, we chose to have, obviously, a child, and she sacrificed her body for that and gave up, you know, so much time and so much love to the game that she has. And, you know, the sacrifice for me is something extremely small for her to be away and commit to 10 months of playing netball. I mean, that's the thing. It's a 10-month contract. I know Collingwood are fully aware of her intentions to play netball at Queensland Firebirds. So never in my mind have I ever floated about playing for a different team. This is the reason why I'm here, to play for Collingwood. And I feel like we're in a great window and we've had success the last 3 years. Obviously, we haven't won a premiership, which is what I want to win. But I still think that's the goal and that's the plan and that's realistic for us at the footy club.
Are you braced for how difficult the logistics of family life and mixing sport are going to be?
Yeah, of course I have. I mean, it's like people talk to me like I'm a 5, 6, 7-year-old kid and I don't know what I'm doing. Obviously, it wasn't an overnight decision. It was something that we'd spoke about for a long time. I've got no doubt there's going to be challenges and there'll be times where I will miss her dearly, but it's exciting. I'm so very excited about the challenges ahead.
It's powerful, isn't it? That was Adam Treloar talking on AFL 360 on October 13. I remember watching that at the time thinking, gee, now knowing what we know from the best part of 2 weeks on, it resonates even more. Long-term relationships, every situation's different. I'm not going to be pretend to be the love doctor or anything like that, but they've been done. There's a text here that sort of speaks to that. If Renee and Joe Ingles can make it work, Collingwood could make it work if they really, really wanted to. Dusty visited his dad throughout the season. Les from Heidelberg thinks that it's smoke and mirrors if that's what the Pies are rolling with. Clearly, it is salary cap issues. And, you know, there are plenty of stories of athletes who have different careers, find a way to make it work. And as you hear Adam say, it's a 10-month contract. It's really messy, this one. And it's quite emotional for Adam, clearly. For Collingwood supporters, some are absolutely devastated with what they're seeing and what they're hearing. This is just one example off the text. Jason says, it's an absolute disgrace if Collingwood do this, Treloar, and I'm a Collingwood member. This is disgraceful by our club. And there's plenty more to that sort of sentiment as well. 1300 736 736 to join me on the phone. 0433 98 11 16 on the temper text. What's your read of the Adam Treloar situation with Collingwood? Damien's in Hatfield. Damien, good evening.
Hey, Jack, how are you, mate?
I'm good. Thanks for your call.
Listen, mate, it's disgusting. And it's pretty indicative of the way that Collingwood go about things. They've got people that sign players on ridiculous contracts with no look into the future, and then they go by their motto of side by side we stick together, and then any opportunity to get someone side shifted or roll them, they do it. Collingwood at the moment, there is no accountability. There's no review. There's no nothing. It's just a joke. They're becoming a joke, and you know, supporters will go, oh, get off the bandwagon. We don't want supporters like you. Mate, 63 years for three premierships. That's one every 21 years.
Yeah.
And they go about saying we're a powerhouse. We're not a shadow of a powerhouse. I've had a gutful.
Damien, thanks for your call. And I can hear your emotion as well. I think the thing that resonates the most and looks like the most baffling of the of all of this is the five-year deal. At the end of last year, after you've had a look around and seen what you might be able to do for him, to then do a five-year deal on massive money, which is obviously what the player wanted and what his management group wanted, and well done to them. That's their job. Adam Treloar's manager, that's his job, is to get the best deal possible. And 5 years on substantial money is his player manager doing his job. But from there to then, 12 months on, look around again, it's very, very surprising how this has all played out. Dave's in Croydon. He's got a view on this one. Hi, Dave.
G'day, Jack. How are you going?
I'm good.
Yeah, just a frustrated Collingwood supporter. I've been disappointed over this last couple of years, wondering how we've got this really tight financial cap and not understanding how, but starting to make a bit more sense when you hear about contracts like Treloar being on 900, and that's not his fault, but I'm just wondering, ultimately, who's accountable for, you know, signing up these contracts? We've got Phillips, we've got Darcy Moore, and it seems like to me that the big clubs, you know, your Geelongs and those ones that are really close to the premiership window, they're all taking these sacrifices to get inside the cap and make a really good team, yet we're all, you know, pushing 900s and million-dollar contracts, and it just doesn't spell a good situation, you know, when you're trying to fit all these role players into your team. Well, like my checks.
Dave, Geelong are very much on the record with this, and you admire Geelong for so many reasons, but Geelong are on the record. They have a certain number and they don't pay anyone above that, and they don't care whether it was Patrick Dangerfield when he came in. They don't care who it is. The captain gets a certain amount and no one gets a dollar above that. Now, you can get a dollar below that, but no one gets a dollar above that. There have been other sporting organisations along the way who have done similar, and it works. History says Hawthorn were very much the same. They had a stack of players making sacrifices, and look at what comes out of it. So I guess it's that argument of being a rich zero-time premiership player versus still a very, very well-off but fulfilled substantial, in Hawthorn's case, three-time premiership players. These are the debates. But yeah, the money flying around at the Pies. I mean, they've had to work really hard to keep Darcy Moore, which, by the way, I defended and justified. I think Darcy Moore could be one of the elite defenders in the competition if he's not already. The De Goey one is troubling for me now, especially given that, by the looks of it, he's only willing to commit to a two-year deal and then explore his option again. So just when you're finished doing this dance, you're going to do it again in 12, 18 months' time. That's the one I'd be looking at. Zeki's in the Gold Coast. Zeki, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What are you making of Adam Treloar?
I'm not a Collingwood supporter, but I think if they've got such a tight salary cap squeeze and they still haven't signed De Goey or Majacek next, I don't think they should sign him. I reckon Majacek should be a priority. He's been their leading goal kicker for this year when they've had a pretty under-supplying goal forward line. And, yeah, I just don't see why they're putting all their time and energy into De Goey when I think Maichek is clearly the first priority.
Zeki, thanks for your call. 13 years old, Zeki, by the way. He speaks very well, very eloquent, knows footy. Good on you, Zeki. You're always welcome on this show. And part of what we do here on Time on Trade is to catch up with everything that's been said from across the day. Part of that, which I found really interesting, was the comments of Matt Rendell that said any time he saw a Collingwood training session and Jordan De Goey was in the midfield, he was miles ahead of everyone. Miles ahead of everyone. So he's talking about Scott Pendlebury and Taylor Adams, Adam Treloar, Tom Phillips, amongst others. You wonder whether that's part of Collingwood's thinking. I think for Jordan De Goey, I love him as a player, but I don't know. I don't know if that's the direction that the club needs to be taking. Let's go to Rami in Endeavour Hills, who's got a view on Adam Treloar. Rami, good evening.
G'day, mate. How are you?
I'm good.
That's good. I think it's not appropriate to say that Collingwood's not being disingenuous with their intentions with Treloar. At the end of the day, no one knows exactly what the situation is between Treloar and the club and what his plans were to deal with his partner being interstate. It may not have been in line with what the club's intentions were with handling that situation. The other thing I wanted to raise as well was I think it's speculative at best around the club wanting to get rid of Treloar, and it's speculative around him needing to go for cap space. I reckon Collingwood was after someone big, and if they can sign someone big, they're going to see if they can trade out Treloar. If they can't get that big name, then Treloar will stay at Collingwood, and there's no issues with the salary cap.
But so, Rami, to your point, wouldn't that be then, you're saying it's speculative that it's a salary cap dump with Adam Treloar, but if they get Treloar and get another player in, isn't that basically what it is?
What's... They need to get in a big name. They do need to clear cap space. But I don't believe that they need to get rid of Treloar to re-sign. I think there's still Maichek's left. I think there's only a couple of names that haven't actually signed for the club. I don't think it's as big of a salary cap issue as people are making it out to be.
Well, I think when you go back and look at what they've done, Rami, in the last couple of years with the deals for Grundy, 7 years on substantial money, and then Jordan De Goey's deal looks all but sorted out from the reports that we're following along with today. Plus Darcy Moore, plus others along the way too. I think it points to a salary cap dump. It's got salary cap dump written all over it. You may disagree, Rami, and that's your right, and I respect your opinion as well. But this has got salary cap dump, or, as you say, them hunting after someone else written all over it. It's getting really messy. More of your calls after this. Danny, Lucas, Max, Matt, do me a favour, please. Stay there. I'll get to you on the other side of this. It's Time on Trade.
You're listening to the Time on Trade. You're listening to the Time on Trade.
No. On the basis that, look, there's two things. When you've got to consider, so it's probably three things. One, your strategy overall, you've got to be clear that if it fits into your strategy going forward, well, that's your first tick. The second tick, mate, is you've got to have a spot on the list. And the third, you've got to be able to have some capacity in your TPP. So if I go back to the first one, it's probably not in our strategy at this point in time. We've gone for the tall. You know, in this spot, as we just talked about with Steph and a couple of others, we're struggling to understand what that looks like in TPP. We've been pretty proactive in recontracting a lot of our players already. And so therefore, our cap is probably manoeuvred around in a few other bits in areas at the moment that wouldn't allow us to do that. So, for us, Adam wouldn't be an option.
Thanks for being with us on Time on Trade. That was David Noble, the head of footy at Brisbane. We spoke a little earlier about Brisbane and some of the salary cap pressures that they're under and where that may leave Stephen Martin. That was David Noble responding to Jules and BJ asking him about Adam Treloar and whether it's something that they would be interested in. The answer there was a pretty flat no, especially at the freight that Adam Treloar's got as part of his contract right now. So if there is a Queensland home for him next season, it looks to be the Gold Coast Suns, who haven't yet confirmed their interest, but certainly haven't denied their interest. It's our hot topic for tonight, and it's garnering all sorts of responses, good, bad, indifferent. I'll get to as many of them as I possibly can. Both on the phone, 1300 736 736, which I know is a different number from the trade radio number that's used during the day. As I said last night, put this one into your phone for after six. 1300 736 736, and you can always text me on 0433 98 11 16. Danny's in Blair Gowrie. Danny, thanks for holding on.
No worries, Jack. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. What's your read on the Adam Treloar situation, mate?
Oh, well, basically, mate, I believe the Pies have finally realised that he's not good enough to get us to where we need to be. And that's a part of our midfield mix. There's no doubt that he'll be an important inclusion somewhere else. But having a couple of cracks at the ultimate prize, which is obviously the Grand Final Cup, you know, we've fallen short, you know, position-wise, and all that kind of stuff. And I believe his one crucial part to, or that position he holds is a crucial part moving forward in Collingwood's success. So basically, I believe they've realised, besides him worth a lot of money, I believe that the Pies need somebody better skill-wise, especially the kicking. That's the main reason I believe they want to get rid of him.
Yeah.
Besides benefiting other areas also.
Danny, you may be right, and appreciate your call. Just, it makes me wonder, if that is the case, and let's just play this hypothetical out, if that is the case, how have they just worked this out now? Adam Treloar, who, as I say, I'm on the record, I think Adam Treloar's a fantastic player, and I think he's... I mean, his money's... I mean, that's the deal that's done, and, you know, the deal's in front of you. You sign the paper, you look at that and say, oh, bloody oath, I'll be a part of that. But there has always been a negative rap on his kicking, and that's been the biggest downfall in his game. He's still a brilliant player. His clearance work's fantastic. He's a line breaker. He runs and carries. But the biggest knock on his game, even from junior age, was his kicking. It's got better, but it's still a knock. So if they've just decided that now, it's... it's a fair way into his career to be realising that. Lucas is in Essendon here on Time on Trade. Hi, Lucas.
Hey, mate. How you going?
I'm good.
I just want to say, before I make these points, I absolutely love Treloar. Like, I follow Collingwood week in, week out. But two things. If whoever put this 900 grand in his deal has got rocks in his head, he's not worth a cent over 750 at his best. And the fact of the matter is, I think the Collingwood, the pennies dropped for us. Like, the 2018 side, if, I don't know if anyone... really agrees with me here, but this year we weren't up to scratch, mate. We barely made the eight, and yeah. I think the penny's dropped for someone like Treloar. He's got to be moved on. He's one of those players that, yes, he's a gun. He's one of our best, but at the end of the day, you got to look at things that, well, he might have to be moved on if they're going to move into this next phase of do they top up, do they try and get smart in this trade period and go for someone, but he's got to go.
And maybe that's what's happening here, Lucas. You're not the first to suggest that, and appreciate your call. Maybe that's what needs to happen. I think what needs to happen is some sort of official word from Collingwood on this, because we're speculating. It's part of what we obviously do here on Trade Radio. We speculate because we've got to follow the stories and analyse them and pull them apart. But this is one of the hottest topics of the period so far. It's time for Collingwood to talk and just give an update. It doesn't have to be a definitive answer on it, but it has to be an update of some sort, I reckon. And then we go from there. We take what they say. We analyse that, but at least it's something to work with from there in. Max is in Williams Landing. Max, good evening.
Good night, Jack. I just want to talk about Adam Treloar. Now, I'm thinking if Collingwood want to get rid of him that badly to free up some cap, I think it'd be good for the Blues to have a look at him. Now, I know... that we're committed to Saad and Williams, but I thought maybe if we could trade pick 7 for Saad, get something back from the Bombers as a sweetener, then our next pick is pick 27, grab the pick 27 and whatever we got from Essendon, and then try and get, I know it's probably not going to, it's even reality doesn't get the deal done, but if Collingwood is that desperate, then at least they get him off the books and they free up the salary cap.
Maybe. I wonder, Max, and it's hard to know without seeing it, obviously, but you wonder whether the Williams deal, there'll be some money in there for Saad. I don't know how Carlton are placed with their salary cap, whether they can afford to take on even if, let's say that it is $900,000 next year for Adam Treloar, even if Collingwood agree to take on $250,000 or $300,000 of that, it's still big coin. We're still, if it is $300,000 that Collingwood accept to take on, that's still $600,000. That's still a lot of money to try and fit in to a salary cap that's shrinking this year. So, Max, I see what you're saying, and maybe the Blues have some space. I still think their two biggest bits of business will be Williams and Saad, and I think they've made them the priority. But, you know, things change. Everything's all good on a, you know, a rundown's a rundown until something better comes along. A plan is a plan until something better comes along. And maybe that's what Collingwood are doing with Treloar. And I think the game changer here will be if Adam Treloar decides that he wants to stay in Melbourne, and as I spoke about earlier, and we played the grab of Adam talking about him and Kim being apart, but it only being for 10 months and them finding a compromise. If he decides he wants to stay in Melbourne, where they have a house together and where they clearly want to make their life, there'll be a club that'll take him. There'll be nine other Victorian teams that'll take a really good look at it. The game changer will be if he wants to stay in Melbourne and he's adamant on that, then this whole thing opens up. We've been looking so much at Brisbane, and I think now we can rule them out. We've been looking at the Gold Coast. If he decides that Victoria is where he and his family want to be long term and they can try and tough out 2021 being apart, then look out. This thing just got even more interesting when it comes to Adam Treloar. Jim's in Oakley. Jim, thanks for your call.
Hi, good evening. How are you?
I'm good.
Well, about Adam, I think it's at the moment, it's like Twin Peaks. We're not hearing nothing from the club. It's just like the log lady. She ain't coming out saying nothing. And we're just sitting here and, you know, the media filling the lips of the club saying they said no. But we don't know who said no. I think Adam should stay. And I think he, you know, there's kicking and stuff that we could do better. And, you know, I think one of the things we could do with Adam is maybe have the blood of maybe Corey Galt or Paul Medhurst put into his knees and he'd become a great kick. And, you know, what's the problem with getting some transfusion of, you know, a bit of blood into a man's knees? And you keep the five-year deal, you keep him there, and he's okay. But, like, I don't want to see him look sad. You know, you see Adam look sad. It makes us all upset. And, this secrecy from the club is just ridiculous.
On the way to the break, Jim, thanks for your call. On the way to the break, I'm going to play what Matt Rendell had to say today about Collingwood need to talk. I've said it a couple of times this hour already. You've just said it as well, Jim. I think most are in agreement that the time has come for Collingwood in one way, shape or form to communicate. And it's not just about, it's not just the sake of, you got to talk to us so that, you know, we fill a gap. It's not that. Talk to your members and talk to your fans. They're the most important ones. Talk to them. Tell them what's going on. Let them in a little bit, because your members and your fans, the overwhelming majority that we speak to on this show and across our platforms, they're pretty flat with what's going on at the moment. Chaz is in Adelaide. Chaz, good evening.
You probably answered the question, but regarding to Adam Treloar, there is rumours that he's going to probably be living there for a couple of days a week. And we don't know that if that's for sure. But are there other Victorian clubs available for him? I mean, it doesn't mean he has to go to the Suns. If he wants to stay and Collingwood wants to dump some salary, I mean, obviously there might be a Victorian club. But I haven't heard anything about Victorian clubs saying we want to take Treloar.
No,
I haven't heard anything yet on the radio.
Yeah, not yet, Chaz. And I think mainly because, as I said before, I think it's the assumption has been that if there was going to be something happening, that Adam would move to Queensland. Maybe that's not the assumption. Maybe that's wrong for us to make that assumption. And as I say, they've got a house in Melbourne. I think Kim's sister now lives in Melbourne as well. And they're really, really close. They're twins, so they're really, really close as well. And Adam seems to have his support network of his junior footy mates from his Noble Park days that are some of his best mates. They want to stay, plus his family as well. Maybe Victoria is where he wants to be. And as I say, if that's the case, then this thing has just opened up in a big, big way. More of your calls on this one. I thought this would be a hot topic tonight. It certainly is. You with Time on Trade.
You're listening to the Time on Trade. You're listening to the Time on Trade.
Oh, absolutely, they should be talking about it. I don't know why they wouldn't be talking about it and explain what's going on. Get out of the way, because this will go on. If they don't
talks. It's going to go on for 2 or 3 weeks. We'll come to the end of the trade period. So you might come out with a statement or comment about what's happening, and just be honest, straight up and down. That's all players and people want, supporters want. Just be honest, straight up and down. Get out of the way and see if you can get a deal done, if that's what you want to happen.
That was Matt Rendell talking on SEN Breakfast this morning, in a view that he's backed up across the day, and one that I 150% agree with him. It's time for the Pies to start talking. Give us an update. Let us know where it's all at. And if we're getting this wrong, and by we, I mean the media and even fans, if we're reading this whole thing wrong and there's nothing to see here, then just tell us, and then we'll move on and talk about the next thing. Reece is in Hobart. Hi, Reece.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for holding on.
That's all right. About the Adam Treloar situation, I just feel like he's become a bit of a scapegoat for Collingwood's mismanagement of their salary cap, especially after last season when they were shopping him around for potentially pick one.
Mm.
And given that Collingwood, you know, they only just lost the grand final in 2018, so they're sort of in that premiership window, you can't really say that he's not in their best midfield, because I'd make the argument that he's better than Adams at his best. I know he's had a bit of injury issues, but Adams is not always the best kick either. So I think it's purely financial decision-making, and I don't know why Collingwood, went for a 5-year extension.
Yeah, it seems, I'm with you, Reece. That part of it seems to be the biggest mistake of the lot, is the size of the deal and the size of the money, knowing maybe you weren't 100% sold on him being one of your very, very best midfielders. And on that length of deal and on that money, that's the offer that you do give to one of your very best midfielders. Stephen's in Doncaster. Stephen, good evening.
Hello, my name is Stephen. How are you today?
I'm good. What are you making of the Adam Treloar situation?
So my thing on Mr. Adam Treloar is he is so much money, $900,000, and he's not much of an influencer, just touched ball a lot.
Yeah, there's been a few that have had that view, Stephen. I've been pretty open with the fact that I think he's a fantastic player, and I think there'd be a lot of teams that will scramble for him, and that's where I reckon it does get interesting, that if he becomes available, particularly to Melbourne-based teams, then it is all on in a very, very big way. Few of your temper texts to finish off as well. 0433 98 11 16. A big thanks to everyone. We're north of 200 texts for the hour. A lot of you with some really strong views on it. Dean from Hyatt says, first off, if you believe what the media is saying, then that's on you. Don't tell me it was as simple as Adam walking into the club and asking if he was wanted, with a cold no reply from Collingwood. They are adults in the biggest sporting club in Australia. They would be having mature conversations about it. I hope you're right, Dean. I hope they are having mature conversations about it. I hope that this has been something that they've been working through for quite a while. You get the sense, we play the Fox audio of Adam Treloar speaking on AFL 360 a few weeks ago, and it sounded like the conversations with he and the club were ongoing about Kim going back to netball and about Kim going to play netball for the Firebirds interstate. So you would think that those conversations have been ongoing. Let's hope that they were exactly what you just said. This one, Peter says, ever since free agency and huge salaries, players and clubs have to look at decisions based on business and not feelings. The decision to move Treloar has to be based on what suits the club and nothing else. Peter, thank you for your text. John from Murrumbina is asking whether he's an option for Carlton. Well, he could be. As I said, at the risk of repeating myself, if he now becomes available for all of the Victorian clubs, which it looks like he could be, then it is game on in a very, very big way. Massive thanks for all of your calls and all of your texts. Apologies that I couldn't get to all of you. It's been an emotive topic today, Adam Treloar, and one that we will continue to explore. For those of you on Trade Radio, the boys will be back tomorrow morning for Brekkie, Lloydie and Kane. For those of you on SEN, stick around. The Sporting Capital is up next.
Listening to the Time on Trade.